The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. 2008 is shaping up to be a very important year in the life of Kentucky as well as in America. Both our state and our nation face crucial elections this year. In Kentucky, we have a number of special elections happening this winter. Who is chosen in those elections could well determine whether we will have casinos in Kentucky in the near future. It could also determine whether the homosexual agenda will be stopped. The partner benefits issue is before the General Assembly right now. With the right legislators, gambling and homosexuals' bid for state recognition could be stopped cold. With the wrong ones, a large piece of our liberty could be gone by the end of this year. Why do we have elections anyway? Well, it started with Jewish history when God had Moses tell the Israelites in the wilderness to, quote, "Choose wise, discerning, and experienced men from among you, and I will appoint them as your heads," in other words, your government servants. God told the people to choose their own leaders. They elected their government leaders. Voting is God's method for choosing our government servants. Elections are God's idea. Why did God want us to elect our own leaders? The first reason is because of the sin principle at work in man. When we rebelled against God and His plan for us in the Garden of Eden, mankind was filled with selfishness. Unless we've been changed by the new birth, which occurs when we receive Christ into our heart, most of our own actions are done for a selfish reason. Because of this, the more governmental power we allow one selfish person to have, the greater danger of losing our liberty. As one great statesman put it, all power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Thus, in giving each person a voice in choosing their leaders, you spread out the power on the broadest possible base. This keeps small groups of power-hungry people from controlling the rest of us. Another reason God gave us the right to vote is because it gives His people the opportunity to have the greatest corporate voice in government. If God's church is doing its task of taking the gospel to their nation, large numbers of people will be experiencing the new birth upon their repentance from sin. As they receive Christ into their soul, He takes up residence in them and begins to teach them to think as He thinks. As they think with God, as the word reason means, they are able to discern who the best political candidates are. Because they'll learn what the Bible teaches, in other words, that they should cast their vote as God's indwelling discernment reveals to them who the best candidate is, they will each vote for the best candidates. And because they'll vote as a part of their obedience to God, most of them will vote. This would give the true church the largest voice in any nation where liberty has been established very long. This is why America's founders taught that our vote was a sacred trust from Jesus Christ. Sam Adams, the father of the American Revolution, summed up why our voting was so important when he stated, quote, "Let each citizen remember at the moment he is offering his vote that he is not making a present to please an individual, but that he is executing one of the most solemn trusts in human society for which he is accountable to God and his country," end quote. Are you asking God for discernment as to who the best candidate is in the coming election? Are you praying for and urging others to do the same? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.